Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, so today we'll talk about how people hire a marketing agency, a digital marketing agency, and to make sure that whomever you hired is actually doing the job that they're supposed to do. Obviously, we get a lot of requests from clients, even prospects, who come to us and who say, well, I'm working with this agency. It's been 6 months, it's been 12 months, but I don't see any results. And they are basically finding us because they've had a bad experience or a terrible experience with an existing marketing company that have been charging for them for months or even sometimes for years. And they don't really know a specific path of what they should look for in a marketing agency. So let's talk about that today. What do you think? So let's try to categorize it, Joe. What do you think is the first thing that people should look for or should ask when they're looking for outsourcing the, any marketing initiatives that they have?
Well, I think first things first is to, you know, is to self-educate, you know what digital marketing is, what falls into the realm of digital marketing before you actually go and start to look and seek an agency. Oftentimes, you know, a lot of these clients that come to us from an existing agency were sought out by the agency. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, whenever you have the client that's knowledgeable, who does their own homework, mm-hmm. and then goes out and tries to find an agency, mm-hmm. they know what they're looking for. As far as what they're looking for is, does that marketing agency have experience in my industry? Mm-hmm. Do they, you know, work with similar companies? Mm-hmm. I think that that's probably one of the most important things is, mm-hmm. is the industry relevance, mm-hmm. of that agency. And then, you know, their service offerings. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it exactly that I need? If I don't know, mm-hmm. can they consult me? Correct. Do they have the ability to consult me?
But the problem is most people don't know what these services entail. Most business owners, they just want increased business. They want more leads. They want more e-commerce sales. I mean, those are two kind of sections that we pay attention to and we work. We work with B2B companies and generate leads, and we work with e-commerce companies and increase their conversions, increase their traffic, mm-hmm. and sales. So one of the things I think the first rule that we should tell people, and we get tons of emails on a weekly basis from companies in India, Pakistan, and sometimes in the US saying, hey, outsource your stuff to us. And so the first rule is, if you get an email from a Gmail, Yahoo, or Hotmail saying, hey, my name is Michael, I can rank you higher for keywords, and if they haven't shared their company name, or if there is not a phone number that you can reverse search and tie it to a company name, don't work with these guys. You know, that's the first rule of thumb. I think that's the first most important thing. So, you know, any legitimate marketing company is not going to just send you an email and say, outsource business to us. They're going to have a better value. They're going to have a better call to action. So let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about the pricing so people, mm-hmm. know what this costs, because it's not cheap. Just to give you an understanding of how Optimum 7 does it is, we'll identify a client that we want to work with, and we'll do an advanced review with a screencast. We'll literally dissect their website, their strategy, what we see, what are they doing on social media, what are they spending on Google AdWords, on paid search. And we'll do a screencast, a detailed screencast, 15-20 minutes, and then we'll send them an email on LinkedIn. We did GDPR 2 weeks ago. We can't really send cold emails anymore to people. Yeah. You know, based on the GDPR rules, that's illegal now. So we started reaching out to them on LinkedIn. So anytime you get an email from somebody saying, hey, you know, we do marketing, we can rank your keywords higher, and we can get you leads, I would be very weary about those types of requests.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it also goes to show that, you know, that individual or that agency didn't actually put any effort, mm-hmm. into analyzing your business, understanding your needs, mm-hmm. You know, before reaching out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty much just an automated cold email. You know, there's really, you know, nothing to it.
Yeah. Let's talk about pricing. Before we talk about pricing, you know, one very basic thing. Make sure that you look at their website. Make sure their website is visible. There's a tool called SpyFu, and we'll add a link to the post here. Go to SpyFu if their domain name is abc.com. Plug it in and see if they can practice what they preach.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody who says they do SEO or somebody who says they do marketing, they better be visible for their own company.
Absolutely.
On Google.
Absolutely.
So do that search. It's very easy, and we'll tell you how to do it. If you look below in the text, you'll see the link. The second important thing is make sure they have a legitimate phone number, legitimate address. Look at that address on Google Maps. See the street view. Make sure it's a legitimate office, because we've seen examples of our clients coming to us. This guy is trying to sell me, and we look at the address, and it's a lot. It's not even a, there's not even a building on top of that, or sometimes it's in the address of a restaurant. So, you know, do your due diligence. Do you have any other suggestions on top of that? Just basic stuff. Just make sure that, you know, you check the
legitimacy of the business.
The legitimacy,
of course, yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk about pricing,
mm-hmm.
and then let's talk about how you would check for references or what you should ask to make sure that they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
So pricing, I mean, we know our prices.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we're not the most expensive. We know that we're not the cheapest. So
yeah.
there are a lot of different service offerings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about ours to make things a little bit more efficient. We do content marketing / SEO. There is paid search, AdWords, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there are probably 8-9 other services, but let's focus on this, because paid search and organic search are one of the fastest ways for you to start getting leads and start increasing business. So from an SEO standpoint, if I am paying $500 a month for an SEO service, what would you tell me?
You're throwing your money out the window.
Yeah. Why?
It's just, you know, SEO requires a lot of man hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's, a lot of content needs to be written. So
mm-hmm.
you have a copywriting department handling
mm-hmm.
that. You have
Can you do SEO without content?
No,
you
content
can't.
Content is the core, is the main driver behind
yeah.
SEO.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously there are fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a basic, you know, groundwork and foundation that you need to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, optimizing your ensuring that you have optimized meta titles and meta descriptions,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have
making
your page
sure
schema,
you have the right platform,
yeah, that you're on the right platform. So of
mm-hmm.
course there's the, you know, there's setting up the foundation, but
mm-hmm.
the main driver behind it is content.
We have I know that we have over 100 checklists,
yeah,
for any time we're going to start an operation. If the website is on Wix, we
yeah.
cannot do SEO for it.
No.
If
no.
your website no. if your e-commerce site is on WooCommerce or PrestaShop, and if you don't have an internal IT department, I can't do content marketing.
Absolutely.
Right? So there are very, very important
yeah.
details like this.
And then going back to the pricing. So
yeah.
$500, with everything being said, how much content do you think you can actually pump out a month
yeah.
for just $500?
And the content cannot be 200 word, 300 words.
No. No.
What
the
would
quality
you recommend?
Of the content as well. Imagine. You,
yeah.
There's no way. You know, $500 just simply isn't enough.
Understood.
So, you know, like you said, it is an investment. It is pricey.
Yeah.
And
so let's talk about our prices.
Yeah.
Right? Optimum 7, we know that we're not the most expensive. For a local client that's just trying to rank or who is just trying to get leads from a specific city, our prices, I know, start at $2,000 a month. But it goes all the way to $25,000 a month based on how big they are, what
yeah.
countries they want to target,
mm-hmm.
how advanced their content needs to be, how many pieces of content they need to write, how much authority we need to build.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for search engine optimization,
yeah.
by the way. But on average, I would say if you're a small sized business doing anywhere from $500,000 to, let's say, $5 million, average is going to be $4,000 to $5,000. Agreed?
Yeah.
If anything less than that, and I would look at the core deliverables there. What are they really charging you for?
Mm-hmm.
Content needs to be there, optimizations need to be there. Any company that's just limiting the keywords to 15, 20 keywords or 100 keywords,
yeah.
get rid of them fast. Because
yeah.
there is no way to limit keywords. They
yeah.
should not be limiting how many keywords they're going to rank. And then, obviously,
I would say stay away from those agencies that you go to their site and they have prepackaged pricing plans with cookie cutter strategies. No two businesses are exactly the same. There's no way that one cookie cutter strategy is going to work, you know. So I would say, you know, that would be red flag, definitely for
me. If you're in the mortgage, if you are a security company who sells security systems, my price might be $5,000 a month for you. But if you sell mortgages with the same deliverables, my price is going to be $20,000 because that medium is incredibly competitive.
Of course.
So it has to do with the competitiveness of the business.
Of course.
And most people don't understand. So as Joe stated, if there are pricing packages and they're trying to stick you into a pricing package, run away because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, you just, you know, you may see results, you may not see results, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not fine-tuned, it's not tailored to your business.
Yeah.
So I would say, definitely stay away.
So pricing wise, again, you know, if you're a local business, you're looking at a few $1,000s a month. If you're if you are a more established business doing $3-5 million, you have a couple of cities, maybe countrywide, you're looking at an average of $5-6,000. If you're more competitive, if your industry is competitive, I know that we have higher education clients, we have attorneys, we have e-commerce companies that we work with in very competitive markets. Anytime you're e-commerce, you're selling a household appliance, you're competing with Amazon, Walmart, Jet, Home Depot.
Yeah.
So the price is going to be higher.
I think the equation is simple. It's the more competitive your industry is, the more competitive your market is, the more content you're going to need to produce, the better quality content you need to produce. And so obviously when it comes to more content, higher quality, that's what's going to drive that price up.
And I'll talk about when you speak to this agency, are you speaking to a salesperson or are you speaking to an owner or a partner? And when you speak to them, are they just trying to sell you or do they really understand your business and what kind of an execution they need to do for you? So that's very important. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the execution and consulting part of this, because when we get a prospect, we literally dissect everything. We say, we go all the way to gross profit margins. Mm-hmm. We say, what do you really make money on? What do you really need to be visible for? You know, show us your analytics for the past six months. So I think that it needs to be at this level.
Yeah.
So the last thing I would say, and you can talk about the execution schedules, is talk about the execution schedules for me. I mean, when you are trying to start and when they give you a pricing, we said the deliverables need to be set, but you expect an execution schedule,
of course.
Correct?
Yep, absolutely.
What would that entail? What would that have?
So, I mean, it would be, what you want starting off is a granular execution schedule that kind of leads into a more automated approach.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to know by end of week one after signing, you know, this new agency, I want to know where I'm going to be at. What's going to be done? Is it just a matter of implementing everything that needs to be implemented in order to, you know, set up my tracking?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know, establishing what, you know, keywords I'm trying to target?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know a week by week execution, at least for the first month, of what I can expect to be done. And as well as establishing what my KPIs are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that...
KPI, let's define it for everybody.
So
what's a KPI?
KPI is a key performance indicator. So how do you know if you're actually getting value from the agency that you're hiring?
What are some KPIs?
For example, if you know that, you know, your average monthly traffic right now is at about, you know, 10,000 visitors, and you know that for every 10,000 visitors, you're converting, you know, maybe 5%, which is a pretty decent conversion rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that for every 10,000 visitors, I'm going to get a 5% conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So my KPI, so knowing that, I can now set a KPI saying that if it took me X amount of months to get to 10,000 visitors,
mm-hmm.
by this month, I want to be at this amount of visitors because I know that I'm going to see this increase.
So KPI, in increase in organic traffic, mm-hmm. increase in leads or increase in sales.
Increase in leads, increase right. in sales.
Compared to last year, obviously. You want yep. to do comparisons. Last 90 days compared to last year, last mm-hmm. 30 days compared to last year.
Yeah.
Talk to me about a contract. Does it make sense to... We'll talk about organic and then we'll talk briefly about what paid search pricing is like. When I'm dealing with an agency and I'm going to sign a contract, and then they're requiring me a 12-month contract for SEO. Do you think that makes sense?
I would say it does, 12-month. I mean, so we know that SEO is a long game. We know
but
that.
But do you advise for business owners out there to sign a contract? You see, I would say don't ever sign a contract. The reason being is, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's good for us if we make somebody sign a contract, but from a business owner standpoint, they should not sign a contract and be stuck with a company for 12 months, and they don't know how it's going to perform. So what we usually say to our prospects, we say, you know, you don't have to sign a contract with us, but sign a contract with yourself, because this is going to take at least 4 to 6 months for you to start seeing any results. SEO is a long-term game,
yeah.
right? So that's why I say, don't sign a contract. But Joe, I think that you are a fan of a contract,
you know,
because you want to set the expectation.
I want to set the expectation right yeah. from the beginning. Yeah. You know, because a lot of times you get, you know, a client that'll say, oh, okay, you know, as many times as you try to beat them over the head with, mm-hmm. it's going to take, you know, at
some
least
people don't understand
8 months to actually start to see any results,
yeah.
you know, come month two, month three. You know, they're blowing up your phone. They're blowing up your email. They, you know, so no matter how many times you tell them. So I guess, you know, I feel like the contract will kind of put them in a sense. Well, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. I have to let this company do their right. job. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Let's see how it
goes. And there's a thin line there in terms of setting expectations. Do you set expectations on a piece of paper because they signed it and you forced them? Or do you set expectations in terms of communicating with them effectively? But obviously, one thing we all have these, don't be a crazy client, please. And, you know, blow up the phone on a daily basis. That's going to do nothing for you. You have to let the agency, once you do your due diligence, you have to let the agency work. And again, you track through KPIs, through weekly or monthly meetings. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to make sure that they're doing what they're doing. So speaking about paid search, let's talk about the pricing of paid search. Obviously, paid search has to do with, there are very important metrics here. The most important metric is, what's your monthly budget,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's say my monthly budget that I'm going to spend on Google AdWords and Facebook is $5,000. $2,500 on Google AdWords, $2,500 on Facebook. What are the metrics that I'm looking at that I should hold the agency accountable? And then we'll talk about what the agency should be charging.
Yeah. So in my opinion, the most important metric there is your CPA.
Cost per acquisition. Cost per acquisition.
Right?
Let's explain what that is.
Yeah. So how much money am I spending?
To get a lead
or to get a sale?
A sale. Yeah.
So, you know, that in my opinion, that is the most important KPI when it comes mm-hmm. to paid search.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, you need to set that expectation with the agency, mm-hmm. and as well as the agency should know. Mm-hmm. If you have a product that has a price point of $10,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that they should
gonna make money.
That you're going to make money
yeah.
on Google AdWords
right.
when you're getting, you know, spending $3-$4 a click.
Correct.
You know, so I think that definitely always keeping your cost per acquisition yeah. in mind.
So we reject a lot of clients because they either have a low budget or their average order volume or average order amount is $30.
Yeah.
If your average order amount is $30, it's just math. This is just very basic finance.
Mm-hmm.
If your average order is, if you're selling this mouse for $30 and you're profiting $15 off of each mouse, and you're paying $5 a click on AdWords, which is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You get 100 clicks and you just spent $500. Out of those 100 clicks, if you get a 5% conversion rate, that means you got 5 sales. You just made, what, $75? And you spent $500. So your average order volume needs to be high, or your lifetime value of a customer needs to be high. Now, if you're selling a subscription box for $30 a month and your churn rate is low, then it makes sense because when you get somebody, you keep them for a year, all of a sudden now it's not $30, it's $360, right? If your churn rate is about, let's say, I mean, if your length of your customer or subscription is 12 months, it makes sense. So CPA is the most important metric, and we don't accept clients if we don't think that they're going to make money or they're going to get leads. So in terms of the, and let's talk about the pricing, the agency charges a setup fee to set up all the ads, landing pages, campaigns, all you know, whatever creative we need to do. And then the average that they charge for maintenance is about 20 to 30% of the ad spend. So if you're spending $5,000 a month, we usually charge 20 to 30% of that. And that money goes to the agency so that they can manage your CPAs, look at your data, optimize your campaigns on a weekly basis. So that's it with the pricing, and let's wrap it up. Obviously, there are a lot of services that we offer, but these are the main two ones that people are kind of confused about. Just to recap this, again, make sure that it's a legitimate business. Make sure you're speaking to a legitimate person. When it's marketing, and we left this out, when it's marketing, we're not a fan of outsourcing that to a country that the language English is not the primary language. So please don't outsource your SEO to Ukraine, to India, to Pakistan. Nothing against people in those countries. We work with Ukrainian developers. We work with Indian developers. But when you're talking about your marketing and content, the English needs to be impeccable, and the strategy needs to be really, really good. So we've seen that we've seen that most of these outsource companies do not perform well. And on top of all of that, just it needs to make sense from a business standpoint. Anything else you want to add?
No, just lastly, you know, stay away from cookie cutter strategies. You know, make sure that you have a tailored execution plan
For your business.
And you know, stay away from anybody who says they can show you results in under 3 months.
You know, results take time. We need data for results, and don't expect a miracle within a couple of months.
There's no shortcuts when
it comes to shortcuts. Exactly. It's way too competitive. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.